Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
A chance to split the payments up into four easy-to-manage bites. I don't know. I kind of thought it was, I don't want to say a scam, but I seemed too good to be true. Didn't quite know what it was. Ryan Wingman's here, a loan reporter at Insider. Ryan, we're seeing a lot of that, aren't we? What is this?
Absolutely. So buy now, pay later allows you to buy items without paying for them all at once. So essentially, you pay a portion of the price up front, and then you spread out the remaining cost over a predetermined number of installment payments. Now, usually, you know, it does sound too good to be true because a lot of times those payments are made, you know, without interest. And I think the real danger comes from, you know, you can end up taking on more debt than you can actually afford. And if you are late on those payments, you know, it can really hurt that credit score. And you can end up paying a significant amount in fees.
Okay. So I do want to ask that if you, when you decide to take that option in installments, does it ping your credit in that you are added to what your credit balance is? Or is that not affect your credit unless you miss at the end and you don't have all the payments in when you were supposed to?
Yeah, so it really depends on the different lenders. So when you're actually checking, when you're applying and you're checking your rates, that's going to be a soft credit pull. So that allows the lender to see your credit history, but it won't affect your rates. And a lot of lenders, they don't even report your on-time payments to these credit reporting agencies. So you actually won't see a benefit of your credit score, but a lot of them will report your late or missing payments, so you will get dinged. So it's really kind of a lose-lose. You don't get benefits from paying your scores on time or from paying your debt on time, but you actually lose out if you're missing or making late payments.
Now, one day I decided to get out my old trusty calculator, which was actually just my iPhone. I don't know why I said that. I got on my phone on the calculator app, and I took the payment that I was going to pay, and I divided it by the four, and it was the number of the installment. So I thought, okay, I guess I could do that. What is the benefit to the company? Do they only make money if you don't pay on time?
Yeah, I think the benefit to the company is their partnerships with these retailers. So by using these partnerships, I think they get a percentage of that value. So that's really the benefit to them. And they definitely do also make money on those late fees, although some retailers don't charge those late fees. Some buy now, pay later companies actually don't charge those late fees. So it really depends on what kind of company that you are shopping with.
Did the boom of these companies coincide with the boom of buying things online? Because I feel like as we spend more, obviously, there was just a market for people to try and make more money on that. Is that what we're seeing?
Absolutely. And a lot of these companies actually also allow you to use that app in store, but it's definitely very app focused. You know, you can shop online, you can use their websites, but, you know, a lot of them make it very convenient, you know, like Affirm, Afterpay, Klarna. They make it really easy to shop within the app. Or if you are online on a web browser, it's very convenient to just click and, you know, use Affirm. So I would definitely say it coincides with the rise of online shopping because it's everywhere, it's prevalent, and they make it really easy, a really, you know, streamlined mobile experience.
Yeah, and we should note that even though it looks very embedded into the site, into the checkout feature, it is a separate company, right? This is not the mm-hmm. Levi's doing this themselves. So people should just, I imagine, do a little homework when they see what the company actually is that's doing it because there's different ones.
Yeah, and people should definitely do their homework because, you know, not all purchases are guaranteed to be approved. You know, a lot of these companies boast that they will approve many people and won't take too much of a look at your credit score. But it definitely isn't across the board. You want to know who you're lending with, and you want to know, you know, if there are those late fees that are being charged. You really want to take a look before you just click that button because, like you said, it's not directly through the lender. It is through that third-party company.
Okay, so how many people are actually getting dinged on their credit scores because of this? Because I imagine you want to do it once, that seems fine, right? Okay, I'll divide it by four. The more times you do this, though, of course, you're going to end up having a lot of payments there and the risk for missing a payment or forgetting or whatever the case may be. So are a lot of people getting dinged for it?
Yeah, so I was just reading this Credit Karma Qualtrics survey recently. You know, it was saying 42% of Americans have used some sort of buy now, pay later service, and 38% reported they've missed at least one payment. And now 72% of those people said that they reported seeing a decrease in their credit scores afterwards. So if you're missing your payment, you know, there's a 3/4 chance that you are going to see your credit score dinged. So again, it depends on who you're borrowing from, but I would say the rule of thumb is if you're going to be late, if you're going to miss a payment, you could probably expect your credit score to be impacted negatively.
Is there any benefit? Let's say you pay off everything in full normally, and you also pay everything off in full. Let's say you pay your credit card off full each month. Is it just more advantageous to use the credit card because at least it comes with some rewards?
I would definitely say so. I think a credit card... you know, the risk you're running with a credit card is if you fall behind, the interest is much higher than what a late fee a buy now, pay later company would charge. But I definitely think, you know, if you're looking for rewards, if you're looking for cash back or travel points or anything like that, definitely a credit card is the far superior option. And really, a credit card is used for bigger purchases, whereas buy now, pay later is usually on the smaller end.
You brought up something there I just wanted to harp on. So if you don't pay using one of these four installment pays, you get a late fee. Do those compound over time? At what point, you know, do they come after you? Do they just immediately sell you off to a collections agency? Or eventually do they charge interest?
Yeah, it usually is a dollar set fee. So, for example, using Afterpay as an example. So Afterpay charges an $8 late fee if you miss a payment by 10 days or more. And those late fees can stack, but they cap the total late fees on your purchase to 25% of the order's value. So a lot of these companies have these systems in place where they will charge you set late fees, but they have some sort of cap. So unlike, you know, regular interest where it can just keep accruing, you know, a lot of these companies have those systems in place, so there is a set amount that you can be charged.
All right, final thoughts. Just do your homework and make a personal decision, I guess. I guess that's all financing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a look and figure it out. All right, Ryan, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ryan Wingman, loan reporter at Insider.